It's been mooted for years, but this morning's Cabinet meeting will discuss a plan to enable patients and healthcare workers to have easy access to medical records. The meeting is also due to consider plans to use the Thornton Hall site in North Dublin for tented asylum seeker accommodation. For more, we can talk to our political correspondent, Micheál Lehane. Micheál, will we start with something that actually happened last night? That's the first of RTE's televised debates in advance of the European elections. The focus was on the Midlands Northwest constituency. How did it go?
Well, there were eight candidates there. I suppose it became heated at times. That's understandable. A lot of people talking at the same time during certain points. That's understandable too. The issues that did seem to dominate were agriculture, nature restoration, and also migration. Indeed, when it comes to migration, Barry Cowan saying, the Fianna Fáil candidate, when he started 10 weeks ago campaigning, that it was being discussed by perhaps one in every eight voter, and that it's now up to one in every two, if not everyone. So there was a particular edge around that discussion. Also along the way, it was that issue of restoration of nature, of re-wetting, and the transition involved for farmers and what type of compensation would be available that seemed to spark most debate. Interestingly, at one point, Peter Casey, the independent candidate, did seem to leave the studio. Katie Hannan telling viewers that it was something related to his microphone, but for about 5 minutes, he wasn't there and there was an empty space. And of course, those spaces were much coveted by the many candidates who felt that they should have been there. But those who were there did make their points forcefully. It's very hard in a debate like that to say who came off best off the end of it. But I suppose some people who were in sitting positions did look assured at most points in the debate.
It's neither today nor yesterday, Micheál, that the government first spoke about a more sophisticated system of maintaining health records. So what's due to happen today?
There does seem to be a big plan going to Cabinet. It's called a framework that would essentially create a national record of people's medical details that could be accessed by themselves, but also by doctors and nurses. So if someone needed prompt medical care, that a doctor or a nurse could see whatever current treatments they have, whatever blood tests or allergies they have as well, and that would be there very swiftly. There would be something like a patient app, and also this national shared record. I suppose the big question about all this is that really, as a principle, that is quite simple as to how long would it take to be implemented? When would it be up and running? And I think Stephen Donnelly, the health minister, although he's been critical in the past of the lack of electronic medical records in the country, will tell cabinet colleagues this morning that this will all depend on what level of dedicated funding becomes available. So not clear exactly when it will be there, but certainly a move to get the process going today.
Talk to us about the Thornton Hall site. It was bought 20 years ago at a cost of almost 30 million euro. The planned prison never happened, but it looks as though some of the land is about to be put to use.
Yeah, I think this is moving within government now. Not exactly clear would it be discussed at Cabinet today, but certainly what's going to happen there is that there are assessments of the site taking place today. And I think within the next few days, then it's going to become clear as to how quickly tents will be placed on Thornton Hall, that huge site purchased all those years ago, two decades ago, to become the place where a super prison was going to be built. For 30 million was the cost at the time. And I think several million have been put into the site since then. So it is felt that it could happen quite swiftly, that parts of the area have been maintained, parts of it are serviced. So perhaps within 4 weeks, there would be many tents placed on that part of Thornton Hall, and that would provide a solution to the many people who have nowhere to go at the moment. That is over 1,800 people who have arrived here and seeking asylum and have no accommodation at the moment. What's interesting yesterday is that Integration Minister Roderic O'Gorman gave a clear indication that in the medium term, it may not be just tents that are placed in Thornton Hall, that you could also see modular accommodation built there for asylum seekers. He said too that he didn't think any legal challenges to this would be successful.
One other thing, Micheál, the Cabinet also due to discuss a proposed extension of the DART. What can you tell us?
Yes, this is that part of the Dart that will go from Malahide to Drogheda. That will be extending the Dart by 37 kilometres. And it would also mean that the capacity on that line would double from more than 4,000 at the moment to over 8,000. Now, today, the Transport Minister, Eamon Ryan, will bring the proposal to Cabinet, and immediately afterwards, the plan will then be submitted for planning permission, and that's the key just to, as to when this might begin. So after planning permission is granted, it's going to take probably 3 years for the new service to be up and running.
Micheál, thanks a million for that. Micheál Lehane there, our political correspondent.